We here at Ratchet Rock would like to thank some of our patrons, like Severick,
Stephen V,
Michael D,
Russian Bot Old Man Ghost Steve,
James B,
Brownie D,
Carl B,
Dan Gunner,
Several Bats,
Will,
James,
you're welcome,
and Chados.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Boom, we're recording.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play. Today, we are playing Delta Green. This scenario is called Bestow, and it was written by some guy named Ross Payton. I don't know who that is. So before we get into our scenario, why don't you guys introduce your characters?
I'm Iron on playing Scotty Curranut, who is an engineer. He's 48, male, from Minden, Iowa. He has a wife, Emily, and two daughters, Chloe and Annabelle, 16 and 11 respectively. He's scientific-minded. You know, he's an electrician, mechanic. A bit of an architect, like mathematics. He's, you know, basic engineer, smart guy.
My lady is Shanae McCain, and she's got a husband named Shane McCain, and a son, Shane Jr., and a daughter, Jane McCain, and she's a pilot. The end.
Okay. Hey everybody, my name is Ryan. I'm going to be playing Juanita Bidding. Juanita hails from Bayport, Minnesota. She is an intelligence case officer. She is in a polyamorous marriage with her husband Lou and her wife Betsy. And she's a pretty generally competent intelligence officer.
Okay. So, all three of you were broken from your late night routines just before 11 o'clock when you received an urgent phone call from Agent Dodd informing you that he needed you to meet him at a 24-hour diner in town. He urgently needs your help. He knows that this is unusual, but you are the only ones in the area that he can get together at short notice.
How late is late?
It's just before 11 o'clock.
Okay. 10:58
and 34 seconds?
Yep.
My favorite 58 and 34 seconds.
Sorry.
Why are you sorry?
He ruined it.
I'll just wait another second. I'll enjoy it for this second, and then I'll go. I'm not going to let him ruin my favorite second.
So you have to make excuses to your family as to why you're leaving. We'll say it's a Tuesday night.
I'm an intelligence officer, so they're used to me getting weird calls at odd times of the day. You know, different time zones. I'm keeping track of different desks, different world cities.
Right.
So I say that, you know, it's a work matter. I've got to go.
Okay.
I kiss my husband and wife goodbye. Put on my shoes,
one
take my gun, and go.
Okay. Scotty, it's a little odder for you to get a call at 11 o'clock.
You know, I got a gig. Got to go.
Oh, okay. Got a gig. Got to get to it.
Got to get to my gig.
I'll walk.
I don't know. I come up with some lie.
Okay. And Shanae.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be all that weird for me either, having been in the Air Force.
But you're not anymore.
Yeah, but the JetBlue terminal nearby calls me sometimes when their pilots call out sick, and I picked up a ship.
Okay, so that'll buy you quite a few hours. So you all meet at the diner, and you see it's basically empty. There's a few kids sitting in the back, listening to Billy Joel on a jukebox, and a rather harried-looking man in a black suit sitting at a table nursing a cup of coffee. He sees the three of you come in and waves and gestures you over.
Billy Joel. Billy the Kid?
Yep.
He's a Long Island boy like us, though.
He is.
That way you picked him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was making a reference to my childhood. Mm-hmm. All right. Agent Dodd nods at you all as you sit down. Thank you for coming. I know this is unorthodox, but I need your help. We have an agent who was investigating an anomaly. Well, we don't know what it was, but there's an agent on an investigation locally. He went into a nearby museum, and I haven't heard from him in hours. I need you to see what's going on and find him and bring him back if you can. Agent Watson. He was investigating the Exeter Museum, the Co-Exeter Museum, which is owned and operated by Reginald Co-Exeter.
Is this game just going to be a night at the museum?
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
All the stuff's going to come to life.
Yeah, sure, something like that.
There's a train guy or something.
Ooh. That's such whimsy.
Our search algorithms detected keywords coming from Mr. Co-Exeter's computer at work, or his office at the museum. And Agent Watson went in to investigate. That was 12 hours ago.
I have to kill Owen Wilson.
Do you have a photograph of Agent Watson so we know
who the friend he is? He sends you a photograph. Not sends you, he slides you a photograph.
All right.
He intercepted the message, I'm going to get you, as a thought, over and over again. Just broadcast into space. He's been standing out in the field late at night, just staring angrily at the star.
Alright. So, I guess we should head over there now?
Yes. As far as we know, the museum is still open. I checked it before we came here. The front door seems to be unlocked, and the lights are on in the lobby.
That's odd.
Yes, it is.
What kind of museum is it?
Art.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What kind of art?
Various exhibits. It changes.
Can I do a Google search? Do they have a web page?
You could certainly try.
All right.
That would be search.
Okay.
Yeah, put up both. Art, zero. I'm going to have no appreciation for this.
I got an 8 out of 40.
Okay, yeah.
Just like really.
The website. Yeah, it's a local art museum, rotating exhibits. There's 3 floors. You find a basic floor plan.
Okay.
They all seem to be the same. There's a lobby, and then you walk into the floors, 1, 2, 3, and they all have different exhibits. It's basically like a big square room.
Okay.
And, you know, they use the walls to exhibit art, and you can go up to the different exhibits upstairs.
Cool. And they're open at 11:30?
No, they're not.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they're open for an event or something. Google says their regular hours end at 6?
Sure, yeah.
Maybe he just got special permission to be in there or broke in.
Well, he's been in there for 12 hours.
Oh, he went in while they were open?
Yes.
And now they're closed.
Well, according to their website, they are. Okay. So I suppose we'll head over there. You have a number we could reach you?
Yes, he gives you a number that you can call him at.
All right, we'll report in as soon as we've located Agent Watson.
Very good. Be careful. We don't know what's in there.
Ghosts?
It could be.
Oh, God. I hate ghosts. It was a lake house as a boy I stayed at. It had a ghost. It used to watch me sleep.
That sounds unsettling.
That's your private time.
Yeah.
Don't watch me sleep, go.
All right. Well, the museum's only a few blocks away. Okay. So you guys head down there. As you come to the outside, it appears to be a standard 2-story building of neoclassical design. The 3 floors are, there's a basement, and the first floor and the second floor. Okay. They're just like pillars outside. It looks, you know, ornate, like a museum.
Columns and pediments. And, yeah.
You know, the sign above the door says the Coexeter Museum of Art. The front door, you walk it, you can see lights in the lobby. You know, they have like the hours embossed on the door. It's, you know, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. But if you pull on the door, it is open.
All right.
Damn it, Meyer didn't even get to use his locksmith.
That's all right. I'll use it.
Locksmithing.
When I break into your houses and steal your money.
Maybe you could use it to lock the door.
That's true.
You should steal their children.
Either of you have any experience using a firearm?
No.
Yes.
All right.
I added 50 points to my firearms.
So what's that?
I went 70.
Oh.
I'll look at you. Are you carrying right now?
I'll pull my gun out.
Oh my god.
I pull mine out.
Oh my god.
You didn't bring a gun?
Oh, I don't like guns.
Have you ever been on one of these ops before?
Once or twice. They didn't have any guns though.
All right. Well,
did we walk here or did we take a car?
You took a car.
I'm like,
all right. I'm gonna go pop the trunk of the car and take out the tire iron and hand it to him.
I'm a tech guy, you know.
Well, it's better than nothing.
All right, you have a tire iron.
Better to have it and not need it. All right. I'm not too sure we're going to need our weapons, but you know, I have a bad feeling about this one.
Is there like security guards at the museum?
Yeah, usually.
Wouldn't it be weird that a guy is now carrying around a tire iron?
You know what's weird is that we were able to walk in after the museum closed and we didn't see any security guards.
You haven't gone in yet, have you?
No.
I thought we did.
But the door is open.
We established that the door is open, but you went back and got a tire iron and...
Well, yeah, we went back because we were already in, I thought.
All right,
that's why I said I leave and get the tire iron and come back. If I hadn't gone in, I would have just got the tire iron.
Yeah, I don't think we had gone in yet. All right, so I'll go first.
If you want, Meyer, your tire iron does 1d6 plus 1 damage.
Ooh, my tire iron.
Actually, wait, what's your strength?
30. Oh, strength. Score times 5?
The score.
11.
Okay, so that's there, yeah. So
you don't think about it. Pretty good.
Yeah. If it was 30, you'd be able to like lift buildings.
No, yeah, 30 is my melee weapons.
I just punch through walls.
So 1d6 plus 1.
Alright.
You don't have a damage modifier. Because you're
alright. So I'll go in first. I guess let's... we'll go on either side of... Our engineering friend, Scotty, here.
All right.
And I guess we just sweep the building, be ready for anything weird.
Okay.
Start up top and work our way down, maybe?
Sure.
How many of these missions have you guys gone on?
One or two.
Yeah, two. I was in the military, but that was the Air Force, so nothing like this. Unless we find a helicopter.
Okay, so you...
It's an art museum, huh? Yeah, painting.
Hey, art can get pretty weird these days.
Not expecting to find one, but...
All right, so yeah, I open the door and...
All right, you walk into the lobby. Nothing odd strikes you at first. There's marble floors, a desk over to your left-hand side, where you would pay for admission. There's a little brochure about like the different exhibits they have right now. Off to the right, you can see there are restrooms on the opposite wall. There are a few little statues dotting the room and plants to decorate. But it's pretty small, and there's an archway that's kind of in shadow, but you can kind of see that the gallery is through that.
There.
Yeah.
I'm going to look through the pamphlets and see which...
Okay. So the first floor, the main floor that you're on right now, is the... they call it the Coexeter Collection.
Uh-huh.
That's their standard exhibits of paintings from Mr. Coexeter's collection.
All right, paintings.
The top floor is a rotating gallery. Mm-hmm. Right now it is Japanese sculpture.
Okay.
And the basement floor is dedicated to local artists.
All right.
And every few months they rotate them out.
I was looking for the Masks of Nyarlathotep exhibit. That would have been a good place to start.
Yeah. So there's a list of, like, four, like, basically each artist gets a wall.
Uh-huh.
So there's four names of people that you don't know. And these are their arts that are in them.
Remember, like, it was, like one of the last games we played of Masks game that Ryan ran, and, like, we went into our, like, apartment, and like, we look at paintings, and then all of a sudden Ryan's, like, make 100, like, sand checks.
That's what I wanted to say, man.
It tells you to do that in the book.
Those were the pictures that started moving, right?
It says wait until they tell you how many paintings they've looked at, and then tell them to make an appropriate number of sand checks.
Yeah. We got lucky with that one, because we could have, like, gone in the closet and been sucked back in time and killed by lizard men.
Yeah.
So, all things considered.
We just went insane and made that house go on fire.
Yeah.
I
went insane and left.
I went more insane.
You got... I don't know, that's right. Yeah, because we took one of the paintings back. Anyway.
I'm going to go back behind the admissions counter.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, like, a computer or anything?
Yeah.
All right.
You get hit to the mic.
Okay.
I don't know. I was really hoping for, like, would there be any kind of setup, like a security guard might be stationed here, or that would be elsewhere?
There is a monitor that is supposed to set security on it.
Okay.
You could see, like, the top left is a camera in the lobby right here.
Okay.
Like, in the far corner pointed at you, so you can see yourself behind the desk.
Yeah.
All the other ones are black.
Okay.
So they're labeled, you know, gallery, you know, gallery one, gallery two, gallery B.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all just dark, dead.
Mm. Yeah, it's just they're all just black.
Okay.
They're all dead. It says no feed.
No. Oh, okay. It's hooked up to like a hard drive? It's recording or?
Do you have make a computer science check?
I can do that. Let me do it.
Sure. I just, even though I don't want to leave any evidence in case things go really badly.
All right, here we go. I get under, right?
Yeah, under. It's just like a close face.
Okay. 56 over 6, under 6.
Okay. Yes. It is hooked up to a hard drive. You notice, Scotty, that it's not long-term storage.
Okay.
It seems to record, like, save, like, 2 days' worth, and then delete it and... overwrite it.
If you want to check out what happened in the past, you know, 48 hours or so, we can go through it if you want.
Why not?
We'll see
if we see our guy.
All right, so you sit down, you start rewinding through the footage. About 12 hours ago, just about the time that Agent Dodd told you, you see... the guy you're pretty sure is Watson. You can't control any of the cameras, obviously, because it's all recorded footage. But there's a guy that pretty much matches his description. He walks into the lobby and looks around. This is about 11 or so a.m. He buys goes to the desk, pays for admission, takes a pamphlet, and walks in. So you watch him on the monitor as he walks around. He spends like a half, maybe an hour, just like walking around and looking at the different exhibits.
All right. And when we rewind, we're getting feeds from the other cameras, or
okay. Well, this is archive footage. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's making, he's just like walking around, looking at all the different exhibits, and then he comes back up to the desk and he talks to the woman there who's the receptionist and taking care of the tickets and everything. And she makes a call, and a few minutes later, a man comes out and shakes his hand, and they talk. You recognize him, Juanita, from the website, that is Mr. Coexeter.
Okay.
Mr. Coexeter leads him back through the main gallery to a door in the far corner, and they go in there, and there's no camera in there. And you fast forward through some footage, and he doesn't come out.
Okay.
And after about a half hour after they go in, the receptionist gets another call. And then she walks in. She walks and starts ushering all the guests out.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she goes back in the lobby is when, after all the guests leave, she goes back in the lobby, and then all the cameras go out, other than the lobby.
And what time was that about?
About 1:32.
In the afternoon?
In the afternoon, yeah.
Okay. All right. So
and
I
then
guess
she leaves.
She just and leaves the door open.
Yes.
Wow.
So I guess we go to the where they went.
Yeah, I think that's a logical place to start.
What happened to the cameras? Why are you looking at the feed? Why did all the characters?
I have no idea. They just stopped.
Oh. Like it was just normal, the pictures that went right off?
Yeah.
Oh.
The signals went dead, I guess.
Yeah. It looks like someone just flipped a switch. But you know, there was nothing that you saw.
Juanita says to Scotty, I mean, it makes sense if there's something that they don't want people to see going on in the building.
I get it.
They just cut out all the cameras.
Yeah, I got you.
Keep that tire iron handy.
Okay, I'm not sure how good tire irons are against ghosts.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So yeah, we're gonna go into the first gallery.
All right. So you I'm assuming cautiously walk into the main gallery.
Yeah.
So, the other thing is the stairs that lead between galleries it's in the main room.
Okay.
So when you have to go into you saw in the video, you have to go into the main gallery and there's spiral staircases. One goes down, one goes up, and that takes you to the different floors.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna. I don't know what kind of weird shit is going on in here, and I'm assuming that like they don't send agents after other agents for no good reason. So I've got my gun out and
yeah. Wait, is this by the security? Is there a gun by the security or something?
No,
okay.
It's not that kind of security. You could say when you were watching the video too, there were security guards standing around.
Okay.
There's one in each galley. Gallery.
Yeah.
And there was one standing in the lobby.
I mean,
they
yeah.
left with everyone else.
Oh, man.
Just saying, like a taser or something. Or...
You could say the museum is boat themed. Then when you say galley, it'll be okay.
Is that a flashlight?
Yeah, sure, there's a flashlight.
All right,
so you go into the main gallery.
Is it dark?
Well, no, so the it's like a tiny hallway, maybe like 3 feet.
Okay.
Excuse me. When you walk through there into the main gallery, it's a long open room with a single bench sitting in the center, no arms on it. It's designed so that you can just sit and look at the paintings. Paintings line the wall. Most of them seem to be classic landscapes. There's a few portraits. They're all nice. Nothing amazing. So you can see in the northwest corner, there's a spiral staircase that goes up. And then the southeast corner, there's one that goes down. And something you didn't notice before is that there are 4 doors in each cardinal... There's a door in each cardinal direction, identical to the one you just came through. And the archways, again, are kind of dark, but you can kind of see the outline of a similar gallery through them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, so just in case, I have this flashlight.
So where is the door that... Mr. Co-Exeter took our friend Agent Watson through.
That's a good question. It's not here.
What the fuck?
Well, where was it?
It was in the corner.
Door's not even there?
Nope.
I walk over.
You get a text message.
Ooh.
You pull out your phone. The text is timed from an hour ago.
Uh-huh.
And you don't remember getting it. But it says, bestow. BESTOW.
BESTOW.
From an unknown number.
Unknown number. When I look at the time, am I missing time?
No. It
just took an hour to get to me.
Maybe.
Alright, that's really weird. There was a door here in the security footage.
Yeah.
Yeah, make a sound check.
Yeah.
80 out of 70.
Just lose one.
I got a 3.
You're good.
Okay,
63. Nice.
Out of
70.
So yeah, if you pass, you're good.
Yeah.
If you fail, you lose one.
Why don't you, shine your flashlight where the door was? Maybe there's some cracks in the wall.
I also have an art in architecture.
Yeah, so maybe you'll find a hidden door.
All right, so you're going to go over and examine the space?
I will examine.
So you look all around, make a, I got to find a character sheet. You can use architecture if you want. I would also take search, if that's higher.
No.
Or forensics, if you wanted to.
No. Well, if this doesn't work, I'll launch a Sidewinder missile at it.
Okay, go for it.
Sidewinder's on your car. That's outside.
I just failed.
Don't worry, they've got quite the range. 23
out of 20.
You don't see any seams or anything. There's nothing. Just a wall.
Right, nothing like a secret door. Alright, well, I'll use my laser pointer to target the Sidewinder missile at it. Everyone stand back. Car's going to be coming through in a minute.
You could look around the rest of the room if you guys want.
I'll search the rest of the room.
So, that'd be a search. Yeah.
Yeah, how much is the price for a mission?
$20.
Oh, $20, that's not bad.
Is it $20 to get in or $20 suggested donation?
Oh, no, it was a $20 admission.
I got a 7 out of 40.
Okay.
I didn't find anything.
Crit fail or just regular fail?
31 out of 20, I believe it was.
So just like, it's the same system as other space.
It was doubles
or...
I
failed.
All right, so Scotty, you're still looking for the door. And Shanae, you're helping him. Juanita, you start looking around. You move... The paintings are all bolted to the wall, so you can't move them. You sit down on the bench and kind of put your hands down, and you feel something. And you look under the bench... you feel something's carved in there, and you flip it over, and someone has carved a T into the bottom of the bench.
A T?
Yes, the letter T.
Okay.
And as you're looking around, you see the artwork in here are large landscape paintings.
Panties.
Of a fantastical city in the midst of a riot. You see buildings are on fire, masses of robed people flee or fight in the streets.
All right.
And they're all labeled just like Landscape 1, Landscape 2. There's no title or artist on them.
Okay. I guess I'll, I found something on the bench over here.
Okay, what is it?
It is not a ghost. Okay. It is a letter. It is the letter T.
T. So what, someone was carving their name and they got caught?
Is it like a large letter T, like...
Sizable, it's like the size of your hand.
Okay, it looks like somebody carved the letter T. I motion under the bench and...
You can move the bench.
Yeah, okay. Alright, so yeah, I'll tilt it over.
Is it made of? It's wood?
Yes, a wood bench with like leather cushions on top.
Let's see, do any of the other benches have anything carved into them?
There's no other benches, just the one.
Oh.
Alright,
In the lobby, right? So you're talking about it's a team in the lobby?
No, you're in the gallery.
On the gallery,
yeah. I'm gonna go back to the lobby.
Okay.
And check that footage again because I could have sworn that there was a door there.
All right, so you head south.
Yeah.
Out of the lobby. Out of the gallery, and you walk through the door, and you are not in the lobby. Make a sand check.
That's problematic.
Are you guys following her?
No, I don't think so.
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
Like, she didn't say, hey, I gotta go check this or anything. She just walked out. I'm still looking
at the key. I did say, I'm gonna go check the...
Okay, well,
even less weird.
Yeah. So make that
sense. I keep looking here.
There's a key. Yeah, I made it 30 out of 69.
Yeah, I also think I'd be looking around the gallery for more letters.
So you can make another search check if you want. There's instead of the lobby, you are in another gallery. But seems to be the same as the one you were just in. There's paintings on the walls. They seem to be the same paintings, except instead of a bench, there is a life-size statue of a robed figure. That's sort of like leaning in with its hand on its mouth, like it's trying to, like it's whispering to someone.
Ooh, okay. Listen to it.
I pull up short and my eyes go wide and I kind of look around. What's the lighting situation like in here?
It's standard. It's soft white light just sort of coming down. Each of the paintings has a little light up on it too.
Like so a spot?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't like dark.
No, it's...
All right.
It's lit just like the last room was. It's just not the lobby.
I'm gonna give the room a quick once over. Is the art on the walls the same?
Yeah.
Same painting, same landscapes?
Yeah, exactly same.
Oh my god. Okay. Do I think that I can figure out, like, where... You know what? Fuck this. I give the room a once over and then kind of, like... Back up north again.
Back the way you
back
just came.
Back the way I just came.
Okay. So you head north, and you're back in the gallery with him.
And he backs in?
Yeah.
Why? Well, what's wrong?
We're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, God.
That wasn't the lobby.
What? Looking through the door, is it? Does it look like a lobby?
You can't see. It's too dark. You can just kind of see that there's another room over there.
The flashlight.
The flashlight doesn't do anything. Make a sound check.
All right, and I'm just going to say, no, that's crazy. Watch. And I'm going to walk into the lobby.
You take one.
Okay.
Because it's like the flashlight just being just sort of stops. Yeah. It's not like it hits a wall. It's just kind of swallowed by the darkness. Mm. And it's not dark. It's like shadowed because there's no lights in these little hallways. And you can kind of see that there's another room on the other side, but you can't make out any of the details.
Oh, well, that's problematic. The flashlight's not working.
So he just goes right through?
You walk in the same door?
Yeah, I just walk in.
Yeah, make sense, sir.
All right.
So I turn to Scott. Scott, 30.
That's a success?
Yeah.
So take one.
On the plus side, this room seems to connect to that room because I got back here from the same entrance.
So you see the paintings, the whispering statue thing.
Or is it just connected because...
Shit.
We didn't leave?
I don't know.
Like, if we all leave together?
I call out for Shanae. Shanae!
It's not the lobby.
You can't hear her.
Oh, I can't hear her yelling my name either.
Nope.
Shanae. Right.
So yeah, I'll call out for her again. Shanae!
Well, I'm examining the statue then.
Maybe she doesn't hear because the light doesn't go through the...
Yeah, I guess sound wouldn't either. Let's just stick together.
Okay, yeah.
I hope we end up in the same room.
Yeah. Want to hold hands?
Yeah, why not?
All right, so you walk through the same door that you just went through before.
Uh-huh.
All right, so Meyer, make a sand check.
Mm. When they walk through into the room, they're going to see me leaning up to the statue to see what it's whispering.
I succeeded.
Okay, so you lose one still. Okay. So you're in the same room with the statue. You see Shanae is leaning up to it. So the statue you saw, it looks to be a man. It's carved out of granite or marble. You can't really tell. It's robed, so its head is kind of in shadow from the lights.
Uh-huh.
But it definitely has like its hand to its mouth like this, like it's whispering. So you lean into it. Pick one of your bonds.
Ooh. Hmm. Shane Jr.
Ooh. So your son, Shane Jr.
Yeah, my son.
Okay, so you lean your ear close to the mouth of the statue, and you hear Shane Jr. Shane Jr.
Shane McCain Jr.
Shane McCain Jr. Shane Jr. says, one day the pipers will stop and he will awaken and he will devour everything.
I'll make my sand check. 49 out of 69.
All right, so you lose one.
I'm going to go crazy this game.
Yeah.
You also lower your bond with your son by one.
Oh, fuck that guy.
And you get plus one to your unnatural score.
What is my unnatural score?
Which is zero. So.
Yeah, that's the Cthulhu Mythos.
Unnatural. Oh, okay, so that becomes 1%?
Yes. And the stat, and he also says...
W.
Say W out loud?
Yes, I say W. W.
The T.
The other room is T, this is W.
You know, I'm going to look at that text message again. T and W. I got this weird text message that says bestow. That has a T and a W.
That's true.
Are we collecting letters here? What?
Well, we've... Town 2.
Alright. This is starting to get weird. So, as far as I can tell, this room is functionally... I'm going to search this room, too.
I'm going to make a search check.
Alright, 28 out of 40.
Yeah, it's exactly the same as the other one. Except, like I said, the paintings are all the same, except the only difference is instead of a bench, it's the statue.
Alright. I've got a cell phone on me.
Okay.
I'm going to take it out. Am I getting signal in here?
Nope.
No, not at all. Okay. In that case, I'm gonna take pictures of the walls.
Okay.
Just for reference, because like I have a sneaking suspicion that they're the exact same paintings, but
yeah, sure. You take pictures of the walls.
All right.
Bestow what?
So this room also has four doors. And a stairway leading up and a stairway leading down.
Okay.
But it should have been the lobby, but it is now in another gallery.
All right. Bestowing what to who, I guess, right? That's also, you know?
Maybe.
Let's try the basement.
Do you go down?
Oh, unless you guys have a better idea, like...
God, I don't know. Maybe we should stay on one floor, since the layout seems to be changing. Okay. Why make it more complicated?
So I'll just, you know, I'll follow you guys. Whatever you guys think is best. You're better prepared than I am for this type of stuff.
All right. So in that case, yeah, we came in through the north entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would be south now, right? It was north in the room we were in, but it's the south entrance of the room we're in now.
Yes.
Okay. So we came in through the south entrance. I guess let's go east.
All right.
Wait. You were in T. No, you went south into T. You came in from the north entrance.
Where W?
Yeah, put W in the wrong spot, Chris.
Well, we came in from the lobby, then we went into T, then we went back into the lobby, and it was W.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah, okay, so you went south from T into W.
No, I went north.
No.
You went south from T into
W. South from T into W.
Yeah.
And then...
So Rose had that three.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you're going east?
Yeah.
From W?
I guess we are.
Though, the lobby.
Well, W would still be the lobby.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Well, yeah, but that's where the lobby was.
Yeah. All right, so east from W. You walk into another room. You walk through the door. You're in another lobby, except in this one, every painting is covered... not a lobby, a gallery. Every painting is covered by a curtain. The bench in the... there's a wooden bench in the center. And you can make alertness checks if you want.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm good at that. Yeah, 19 out of
60. Fuck that up. Yeah, 74 out of 50.
All right, so you guys are looking around. Shanae, you notice that the curtains covering the paintings are billowing slightly, as if there was wind.
So I'm gonna say those paintings or windows, and then I'm gonna pull one of the curtains aside.
Okay, make a sand check.
I turn. Mm-hmm.
I do not look. 55 I'm out of 69.
Oh, that's a crit success.
I got an 11 out of 68.
Wow. All right. You two each lose one. So you pull open one of the curtains, and you see, instead of a painting showing a city in flames and, like, the riots in the streets, you see that city in flames. You watch as the flames jump and leap. You could smell the acrid smoke as it hits you. You hear screams of people as you see robed figures chasing other people through the streets below you.
I'm going to close the curtain and look over at Juanita. The special effects are really something nowadays.
Yeah, what you guys seeing?
Don't worry about it. Okay. I walk over to the bench and just, like, kick it over.
There's a C.
C?
There's no C in Bestow.
No. Unless a person is really bad at out the alphabet.
What's the next?
Is the door there? Over. So we're in the lobby, right? Well, the quote-unquote lobby with this... With
no.
This.
No, he said lobby and then said, excuse me, oh. And gallery.
Oh. Yeah, that's... Gallery. They're all galleries. If I say lobby, it's a gallery.
What if it's a lobby?
Well, I will let you know.
Okay.
All right, well, I want to look at the next picture.
Okay. So. It's another scene. It's that same city from a different angle. You seem to maybe be in a different building. You're lower to the ground. The screams are much louder. You can hear a man pleading as a sword is plunged into his stomach. Make another sand check.
Is that screaming out of here?
Yes.
Just don't worry about it.
What's screaming?
14.
Oh, that's one 67.
More. All right. 66. How many more paintings are in this room?
There's 8 total.
I'm going to look at all of them.
Oh, my God.
All right. You're not making any more sand checks for them.
Okay.
You're expecting it now.
All right.
It's the same. It's the city and different angles of the same thing.
Why do you keep looking at these pictures that they're...
You know? Scotty, you got to make a sand check by this point. Oh. He's, like, opening all of them. You can't not look.
Maybe one of them's a letter.
You failed?
Yeah, I failed.
All right. Oh, poor Scotty. He lose 6.
Jeez.
Oh.
I didn't even look at him.
That's a temporary...
Yeah.
That's more than I lost purpose.
More than my breaking point.
One of them.
Oh, you hit your breaking
almost.
Point?
Almost. Oh, I'm getting close.
Thanks for that lovely sound effect, Gracie.
Yeah, I'm very great. Close to hitting my breaking point. I have 3 more and I'm hitting it.
You make a no roll, right? Is it still?
Well, you can also, if you don't want to take the sand loss, you can project the sand. So if you want, you can project the sand loss onto one of your bonds.
Yeah,
it would damage your relationship with them.
No, it's fine.
Okay, so you freak out. You fight, flight, and freeze.
Oh.
Because basically, are you closing the curtains after you're
yeah.
open?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't just leaving them open. In fact, right. like, once after the first one, I probably just kind of...
Okay,
peer
so
around.
You can not take that if you want, Meyer.
I was going to say, doesn't he get an intelligence times 5 check or something to... rationalize it away or to not realize the full extent of what he just saw?
Well, if he's not taking it, then it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if they still do that in Delta Green. Because you can project and suppress.
Okay.
I don't know if you have to make the no checks to grapple with everything. Yeah, but you hear screaming, Scotty. And every once in a while you smell smoke.
Yeah.
But when he closes the curtains, it all kind of gets muffled away.
Can you please stop opening the curtains?
Well, I'm out of them, so yes.
Why did you keep doing it? They sounded horrible, every single one of them.
Maybe one of them was wrong, different.
Oh my God.
They were all pretty terrible. If they were all like the first one we saw, then...
They were.
We should leave those curtains closed.
Yeah.
All right. We found W, and C.
Mm-hmm.
I guess let's... Do you want to keep going east? Do you want to change direction?
Oh, is there four doors in this one?
Yep.
There's six, actually.
Well, yeah, there's four doors and stairs up and stairs down.
Oh, yeah.
Have we gotten to the point yet where we're beyond where the physical boundaries of the building should be?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Alright.
I don't suppose you looked at who the order said the paintings were.
It doesn't say.
Yeah, the other rooms, it just said, like, landscape one, no artists listed.
It's a tragedy when artists don't get recognized for their art.
Yeah. Look, let's just see if we can find Watson and get all four of us out of here. Because this is really starting to freak me out.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we'll keep going east.
It's getting weird real quick.
Yeah, all right, let's go east.
Okay.
Add a little new page to the map.
You walk through the door, and you come into another gallery. Instead of the landscape paintings that you saw, or even the curtains in the other one, each wall in this room seems to be dedicated to one of you. You see large portraits of you and your families, your spouses and children and parents, except you're wearing strange clothes that you would never wear, robes and sashes and weird headdresses. And you can see in the backgrounds that same city burning to the ground. But you are all sitting very calm and just sort of like half Mona Lisa, you know, Mona Lisa smiling. So make sand checks.
And there are also four more doors.
Yep. And the stairs.
Oh, I succeeded.
Oh, I failed that.
All right, so Scotty, you lose one.
So I didn't. So before
Ryan and Chris, you also lose one.
So I didn't lose the sand from the other room, right? Because I didn't look at it.
Yeah, you didn't look.
All right.
The smoke must have been something coming in from the vents, and the screams were just.
Well, I think I kind of figured it out.
It's building settling.
It's an art installation.
Yeah. But yeah, so there's portraits of you.
I walk over and look at the portrait of my family.
There's also a bench in the middle of the room.
Knock the bench over. Any letters?
And an E.
E. Again, there's an E. No, there's B. There is an E.
Yeah.
So that's my wife and my two daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my kids and my husband as well.
A beautiful family, yeah.
Those are my parents.
They are. I mean, they're beautifully painted. They really captured your essences.
Mm-hmm.
Except you never sat for portraits in front.
I did, but it was in front of a different burning city.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
My portraits were painted in front of Detroit, and they're much scarier.
So this is E here.
Maybe we should I don't know. It seems like it's getting worse and worse. We're gonna keep going east.
I don't. Well, here's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You got that message that said bestow.
Yeah.
So far we've found three letters in bestow.
Yeah. And an extra one.
Yeah.
I think we might be trapped in some kind of maze.
You think?
And bestow is the key to the maze.
So we need somewhere B, maybe?
So,
first?
Yeah, one of these doors or the stairways has to go to B.
It would probably be... No, actually, If they're connected, it couldn't be. I mean, if it was B-E-S, because this would have to be S. Yeah, they're not really.
So moving the story forward, like, can we say that your character has like a notebook and you've been sketching this out?
This picture that I've actually been sketching?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. That would make sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so I say, well, we're already past where the edge of this building should be.
Yes.
And our starting point should be the B, which should be next to this E, hopefully. So one of the three rooms that we haven't been in already should be the B.
Hopefully. We know that way is C. I point back to where we came.
The wrong way.
Yeah. So we have five more entrances to check. Yeah. And we'll turn up B, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, why don't we go east one more time, just for
shits and giggles?
Consistency.
All right.
All right. So you head east. The room you come into, the gallery, instead of having paintings of the walls, the floor is cracked and crumbling and overrun with weeds growing out of it. The walls are ruins, and cracks are showing through. The paintings are still hanging, but they're mostly gnawed away, leaving just scraps of canvas and broken frames hanging.
Is there a bench?
No, there is not. There seems to be, you can make alertness checks or search checks.
Either way, actually I'll make alertness.
88, crit fail.
I passed my alertness. 29,
I fail.
40.
Failed what?
Alertness.
Alright, so you guys are you two are looking around. Scotty, yeah. You notice that rats are scurrying away from you. And climbing into, running into the cracks in the walls.
Oh.
And you also see that there seems to be a shrine, maybe, made of tiny little bones in the center of the room, making an O.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is an O.
I think this is O, guy. It's the bones.
Yeah, that's an O. Alright, let's get out of this room then.
Yeah, so we'll go back the way we came.
There's also rats, if you can see, running in the cracks.
Yeah.
Let's
do you look in the cracks?
Yes.
I guess,
Shanae does. Okay. Look at these rats. Really crazy, guys. 86. I failed.
Okay.
Some crazy rats.
Who's two?
Okay.
It's not rats. It's nothing. There's nothing. It's just black.
Yeah, rats. And then I'm just gonna back into the E room.
Alright.
Alright, you head back into E. So you head west back into E.
Yeah.
Okay. So in that case, I take out Juanita's kind of femme. She's got a lipstick case.
Okay.
So I write on the archway over the door.
Oh.
Okay.
And I go back the other way to the west entrance, and I write C.
Wait. In E.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna go. South or north? Or?
Let's try.
Or up or down?
Let's try south, I think.
Okay.
South?
Yeah.
All right, you head south, and you're back in the first gallery.
Oh. Okay, so first gallery.
The one with T.
T.
Okay, so not the original one.
Not the good one.
Okay, so this is T again.
The paintings are still hanging there. The bench is still on the side from where you left it.
Okay.
Make sand checks. Because that's not the way you came.
Yeah.
I succeeded. Yeah.
Nope.
No.
I did all not.
Right. One for you, Scotty. And four for Chris and Ryan.
Oh, God. That happens when you hit your breaking point?
You get the temporary derangement.
Okay, I'm hitting there.
I have not hit my breaking point yet, but I have gotten five.
That's to be five at once.
Oh, five at once. Okay. Okay. Sorry.
So, what?
And you can always project the sand loss if you want to. If you want to try to keep it together. I know you don't.
Yeah.
I've got a goal here.
Alright.
I'm almost there.
So we're back in the room where we started?
Yes.
T. That was it.
Alright. I look at the map that he's been drawing. I write over the doorway we just came in, E.
Okay.
And I go to the south entrance because that's where we went out of T from, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I write W.
Okay.
Was right. It W though?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And I'm saying if we go through that this T, if we go down that way, it's W.
The south. Yeah, you're at W. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So the good thing is that the doorways from each room seem to have the same connections, but they're. They're
weird.
Yeah, it's variable based on the room you're in, where you're going to end up. Mm. But if you go south from T, you're always going to get to W.
Yeah.
And going north from W will always get you to T. So far.
And T was if we went north and T, that was just the lobby, right?
We walked into T and
You would have to go south from T.
Let's go north
south,
then.
South from T is W.
Yeah. I want to go north. I guess that's the only way.
Why don't we go back to E and go north?
Yeah, that's where we just came from.
Yeah, north from T takes you to E.
E.
Okay.
North from T takes you to E. Okay.
Yeah, that's where you just came from.
Yeah. So
you went south from E, and that brought you to T.
So we'll go north from E. Alright.
Yeah. Yes.
Alright, so you head back to E, and then you go north.
And I'm on the south entrance in E, I write T.
Okay. So you head north. In this room, you see a skeletal corpse is propped up in a corner. And it seems to maybe be an adult man in a tattered suit. The bench in the center seems to have been destroyed and smashed.
I'm gonna go over to the bench and see if I can like it. It's like in pieces or like
splinters.
Splinters.
Fuck. Are the splinters in the shape of a bee?
No, they're not.
All right.
Well, they're in the shape of a pile of wood.
I search around for a person.
There's a person in the corner.
He's dead.
A dead person.
Oh.
A skeleton. A corpse.
Oh, I mean, I know it's a dead person, but, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to try to talk to the dead person. Maybe it's not dead after all.
Okay, Scott, you go talk to the dead man.
How clearly dead is it? Is it?
I mean, like, it looks like a skeleton with just a little bit of flesh sticking to its bones.
So most of those.
It's pretty dead. Yeah,
I'll walk up to it.
See how effective
you walk up to it. It's, like I said, it appears to be an adult male in a tattered suit. As you get closer, you can see it has a hole in its head.
Oh.
There's a rusted pistol lying on the floor, kind of like it fell behind its leg.
Oh.
You can see a blood stain on the wall next to it. Looks like he killed himself.
Hi, sir. How you doing? Name's Scotty. You know, trying to find my way. I got a little lost with my two friends over there. Do you know what room we're in, or is this a bee, or?
It's empty eye sockets just stare at you.
Okay, sir. Well, you have a lovely day.
I'm gonna go over to the corpse and fish around in the soup.
You don't find it. You can make. You have forensics?
Yeah, I do.
What's your forensics at?
30.
This thing's been dead for years. Make a sand check.
Great. Nope. That's a crit fail.
Crit fail. All right, so you just take max, take four.
There's a gun.
Rusted, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't use that gun.
All right, well, I do have this, the tire.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, you could take the gun if you want. I would say there's a very good chance it just won't fire.
Nah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to steal from a
worst case, it'll explode in your hand.
That's true.
Yeah, that would be the worst.
Are there pictures of the wall in here?
Yes. See? Same as the other rooms. The same okay. Landscapes of the city.
Okay.
So, were you one of you looking at the bench?
I was.
So, it seems like you could probably maybe put it back together, but it would take you a long time.
How long is a long time? Because we seem to have literal years.
A few days.
Okay.
Maybe there's nothing even on the bench anyway.
Guys, check around, because I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, you can make search checks.
What about alertness? We were doing that before.
No, this will be search.
Okay.
Nope, that's a fail.
And fail.
Yeah, that's a pass, 40 out of 40.
Right. None of you find anything else. Other than the corpse, it's the same as the ST.
Okay.
Sorry, Gracie.
Well, when you put your head right by my foot, you're going to get kicked in the face. I'm sorry.
I don't need to put the whole bench back together, just the bottom of it.
Well, you first have to figure out what the bottom is.
Okay.
I mean, it's just a plank of wood, the top and the bottom.
Like you said there's a leather, there was like a leather cushion on it.
Okay.
So it's like an upholstered wooden bench. Are the cushions intact at least, or
no? They've been torn up, and the stuffing's all over the place, and shreds of leather.
Yeah, if you want to, you know, try to put it together, I'll you know, I can definitely try helping you.
Let's see what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How many hours do you want to sit here and try to put this back together?
48.
Let's see how far we can get in like two.
Okay, so you guys sit down for 2 hours. You don't get very far.
No.
You start to identify pieces that probably go together and start, like, laying them out. You basically spend 2 hours just separating all the pieces, like you're doing a jigsaw puzzle.
Okay.
So you separate all the pieces first, and that takes you 2 hours. It's in splinters. There's hundreds of pieces.
Great.
Do any of them look like they have something carved into them?
Yeah, you can't tell.
All right. So let's go back to E, process of elimination. If we don't find B, then this is B.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And if we do find B,
then this...
we might not even need to know this one.
Right.
Okay. Wait. If we're going... so we're trying to go in alphabetical order. We're trying to spell out bestow, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
But we already went to E... I went to all four of the places, all four.
There's an up and a down, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Each room has six entrances, okay. Essentially.
See, what I'm thinking is we're lost in a maze, yeah. And the way to get through the maze is bestow.
Okay, let's try up or down, I guess, for me.
All right, so we go back to E, and I put a question mark over that entrance.
All right, so you go south back to E, and where are you going?
I guess let's go down.
Usually ghosts are basements, so I'm just gonna...
Alright, so you guys make your way down this winding spiral staircase. And as you come down, this gallery seems to be the same as the others. You see the same paintings on the wall, except instead of a bench, you see a large circular stone fountain. It seems to be about 2 feet deep and 8 deep in diameter. The water is cloudy, however. You can't see the bottom of it.
You know...
And there's a small, like, carved pillar bowl rising from the center that water's coming out of and splashing into the fountain.
You know, we found that corpse and the question mark in it. And in the video, those two people who went to the door that was not there never came out. So maybe they're also stuck like we are.
Lost in the maze.
Is this also doors and stairs and stuff?
Yep. You're just going down. So you go down into this room.
And there's a fountain.
There's a fountain, and there's four doors and another set of stairs leading down.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, not realizing, I've seen that corpse, like, now I guess we know we might not be alone.
It's a good thing you got that tire iron.
That's true.
All right. I guess let's, I'm really on edge here, folks, so let's see if we can figure out which room we're in. I look around. I'm going to check the fountain.
All right, make a search check.
No, 54 out of 40.
You don't see anything.
I want to search the fountain as well, but specifically the bowl on the top that's feeding.
You'd have to go into the fountain.
That's A-okay.
All right.
Oh, wait, is there anything around that I can put in the fountain to stand on? Chair, nope. A bench? All right, then. I'll just stand in the fountain.
All right.
Nope, 71.
You don't see anything.
Okay. How wet am I?
Make it. It's only 2 feet deep, so your knees. Make an alertness check, though, Chris.
You know what? I took off my socks and shoes before I did.
Oh, that's smart.
I could put the dry socks and shoes back on.
Alertness. Good plan.
22.
Critical success.
Critical success.
Oh, good.
There's something in the water with you.
I will jump out as fast as I can.
Make a dodge check.
Dodge, okay. Dodge. 15 out of 30.
Yeah, okay. You jump out of the water. You see something, like I said, the water's cloudy, so you can't see through. Something swims past, like, where you just were.
Fuck.
What?
It wasn't big. It was maybe like 2 feet long.
That's big?
That's pretty. What?
There's something in there.
Oh, boy. Well, this guy was real silly of getting in.
Well, I see that now.
In hindsight, yeah.
Ooh, and I rolled up my pants, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is it, like, is the column, like, clear?
No, the column, it's, like, the fountain's made of marble,
oh.
And the column, you know how, like, they have those, like, things that rise up in the fountain with the bowl? Yeah. It's, the fountain looks normal, it's just you can't see through the water.
Oh.
Also, it's in the middle of this room that shouldn't be here.
No.
I'm gonna look but around. Other than that, totally normal.
I'm gonna look around and see if I can find a letter.
Sure, search.
Could fail.
You don't?
Yeah.
Find a number.
The letter 3, my friend. The letter.
I don't see a letter here.
No.
Actually, with a crit fail.
Ooh.
Scotty.
Yes.
You're looking around, and you're like looking down and looking around the base of the fountain.
Yeah.
And the floors, the regular floors, are still marble.
Yeah.
So you, as you're walking around, you slip and fall into the water.
Okay, I'm gonna get out.
As you're.
Okay.
So you make a dodge check with a -10 penalty because you have to like scramble back up. Onto your hands and knees.
That's a fail.
Can I pull him out?
Okay. So that would, you can make a strength test.
Strength?
Or strength times 5.
Strength to, alright. So I have to roll under a 50 there, Maya. Yep. Flip of a coin. 73. Nope.
Alright. Well, cool. I'm sorry, Meyer.
Yes.
I rolled 100.
Oh, that's good.
So something bites your leg.
Ow!
You take 4 damage.
Okay. Oh boy.
That's a big shot on my leg.
And then Shanae manages to pull you out. And you see there's a bite mark on your leg.
Yeah.
You're bleeding.
It's a big chunk.
No, not horrible. Well, it didn't take a chunk out, but it bit into your leg.
Four. You got a ring of heat.
Yeah.
That's like a quarter of my health.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, it took a chunk out of your leg. You're bleeding.
Yeah.
All right. In that case, I've got first aid.
Not a quarter, a third of my leg.
Okay. Yeah. It took a chunk out of your calf.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
first aid.
Yeah.
What's your first aid at?
30%.
Okay. You don't have to roll for that. Okay. You have time. You basically rip the bottom of Scotty's pants off and tear it open and tie it into a bandage and put it around his leg.
Hold still.
Shit.
You managed to staunch the bleeding.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a big old bite for.
Yeah.
It's not big. It's maybe. I don't know. It's maybe about 3 inches wide.
Okay.
And it looks like it narrows down at the end. But something definitely took a chunk out of him. You could walk. You're limping, obviously.
And I'm
wet.
But
you can still walk. And I'm hysterical.
Does the wound look like? Is it like turning purple or anything? Was it or swelling up? Was there like venom of any
kind?
Not
that you can tell.
Okay.
And you could definitely see. You didn't notice, but yeah, there's something in the water. Obviously.
Yeah. Okay. So we stay away from the fountain.
Yeah. I tried to. I just fell in when I was looking for a letter.
There's nothing on the outer edge of the fountain.
No.
Nope. I guess we go up.
All right. Well, we got to figure out what this room is. Otherwise, we can't eliminate.
Well, we can put a question mark for now and then go up and see
if
that's B.
Okay. That's fair. All right. So, yeah, we're going to go back up to E.
Okay. So you walk back up the stairs.
And then we'll go up from E. I'll put a question mark by the stairs going down.
Okay. And then you're going up from E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Up from E takes you to... okay, so you, as you walk in, you see a room that seems identical to T, the same pictures on the walls, but as you walk in, it gets cold, like freezing cold. There's a bench in the center.
I'm wet.
Yeah.
It's
fast. Scotty, make it con times 5 check.
Oh boy. Oh well today. Yep, failed that.
Failed?
Yep.
You take 1 point of hypothermia damage.
At a hit point, huh?
Yeah, just a hit point.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
It is freezing in here. Literally.
Scotty, why don't you head back downstairs?
Okay.
Alright, as soon as you head down the stairs, you're fine. I mean, you're still wet and cold, but the temperature picks up.
Okay.
Oh, wait, you're heading down, or are you heading back?
I'm going back to E.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's right, you went up.
Yeah. Alright, I'm...
With the rats.
I pull my jacket...
Okay.
...close around me, and I'm going to give this room a search.
Also make a sand check.
Okay. No, 94.
Just one, because okay. as you walk to the bench, the temperature just drops. There's nothing in here to cause it.
Ghosts.
But you can't get to the bench because the bench has been broken up and used as kindling for fire in the center of the room. But right. You can. Do you want to search through the remains?
Yes.
Okay. You find a bunch of small bones in the fire pit. And as you brush the ashes aside, you find the letter N carved into the floor below the fire. Or where the pit was.
Where is this from, fountain room?
Top. So we went up top to E.
Yeah, so,
back to E.
Back to E.
And then up
from E is N. Alright, in that case, I just,
We don't want an N.
No, we don't want an N. So I jog back down the stairs.
Okay.
And I write N.
I'm gonna get another piece of paper, and we can just map a better one.
There's paper in the box, or you just...
I'm gonna get a legal piece bigger. Got a legal pad.
All right.
Nice.
So, what did you figure out?
That's N, so we don't need to go up there.
All right, so...
So it's either...
So either destroy bench is B or down is B.
Is B.
Or S, that's it, right? BS.
Yeah, one of them's B, one of them's S.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
This whole thing is BS.
Because we don't really actually know the rules and if anything is actually connected. This is just a
Chris, quick that's assuming. Not a legal pad, I'm sorry.
You're right, it's not. I thought it was.
Of course, you know, this is our best theory, right? But it's still like we don't know.
Well, we've gone into every exit this room has, and it always brings us back to the same room when we come back.
Yeah, yeah.
So all the rooms are in the same orientation, at least from the perspective of where the room is.
Did you try texting back the person who had sent you bestow?
No, actually, I didn't. Do I have service?
Nope.
Oh. Well, I can't. I can't now.
I mean, just try anyway.
Yeah, I'll send a text. Who does new phone?
Yeah, that's pretty.
It doesn't go through.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's a legit response.
Well, hopefully, it'll go through next time I have service.
Did it send? Is it red?
If it keeps trying to send a message, it says message failed.
All right. So. Either water is B or S, or the destroyed one is B, or the dead body is B and S.
We could go and spend more time trying to put together that puzzle.
It's true. I'd rather spend time than get...
Then, yeah, have to fight whatever it is in that fountain.
Yeah.
Have to deal with it. Okay. So we'll go back...
Should we go north from E?
Yeah, north.
There's the destroyed bench.
All right. So we'll spend some more time, like, putting it
together. So what skill are you using to put it together? You can use forensics. If you have a craft skill, that would work.
I have forensics.
Mechanic? That's not going to work.
I'd let you use mechanic, yeah.
Mechanic would work?
It's an understanding of how things go.
Yeah. I'm trying to think about it. Yeah.
I spell E is
mathematics.
All right, so you guys sit down, the two of you, try to put this thing together. After about 6 more hours, you're getting really tired and you're just starting to make a dent. You're exhausted because you got here around 11. Mm-hmm. So by your clock, it's probably close to 6 in the morning. And you haven't slept at all. What are you going to do?
Maybe we should sleep in shifts.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. While the two of us, before we start putting together, I'm going to say you should get some sleep to Shanae.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I'll take the next watch.
All right. So you guys sleep in shifts. You managed to get a little bit more done on the bench. So by the end, none of you get a good night's sleep because you have to sleep in shifts.
Yeah. And on the floor.
Yes, you all lose 1d3 points of willpower.
Oh boy.
I don't have a D6 or thing right now, so I'm gonna roll in the Discord.
You want me to roll for you?
No, I got it.
Three.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Let's see. Alright, guys, type it.
So I lost three.
I lost two. Thanks, Discord.
Alright. So you're starting to assemble the bench, but you still got a long way to go.
Okay.
You're all hungry.
Keep on trucking.
So, none of you have any food.
Nope.
So, what would you like to do?
Keep on.
Unfortunately, we know where there's water.
That's true.
There's also something that lives in the water.
That's true.
I think we should try and figure out what some of these other rooms are, what the connections are.
All right.
Well, I mean, we're just stuck on these two, because we know that's an E, so we know these are connected to B or S.
We hope.
Yeah, hypothetically.
Hopefully both, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the only reason we're not exploring anymore, because we're trying to see, you know, if one's S or B. And if it's neither S or B, then we don't know
what we're doing.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess while they there hasn't been anything so far that's been hostile in here.
Yeah.
Except the fish.
And
it's in the down.
Except that we're not that's confined.
That's another room we're not in, though.
Yeah. I've got my gun. I can't call for help because you won't hear me through the archways or between rooms.
I mean, I can stay here and I'll keep working on the thing. And you can go with Shanae. All right.
So here's the deal. You stay here with him. I'll go and check out the other rooms from this room. If I'm not back in 5 minutes,
okay.
Assume something terrible happened to me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Is this the fountain room we're in?
You're in the bedroom.
No, we're in the dead body room.
Okay, this one here.
Yeah.
The bedroom. That doesn't
help. Yeah, it's a question mark.
Okay. Put a question
mark there. All right, so you're in the body room. Where are you going, Ryan?
Is there up and down from here too?
Yep,
it's the same six.
Every room has up, down, and then north, south, east, west.
So we came in from the south entrance in this one?
Yeah, that leads south leads to E.
Okay, so I'll go north.
North, alright. North brings you out into the statue room.
Okay.
Which is W.
W. All right, in that case, I see that. I'm going to go into the center of the room toward the statue.
Okay.
And I'm going to write W on the floor just so we remember.
Yeah.
Let the statue whisper to you.
No, I do not want to do that. And then I walk back south.
All right, you come back.
And I write W over the archway.
Oh, that'll be it. Okay.
I guess I'm going east now.
East. Brings you back to the cold room.
Okay.
Which one was the cold room?
That was N, right?
You missed that one. Yeah, that was N.
Okay, so I immediately back out of the cold room, and I end over the archway.
Okay.
So that was...
that was north and east.
East. Did I write E over the south one? I'm going to do that again.
Yeah, sure.
I'll go east then.
West. West.
West, excuse me.
West brings you back to the fountain.
Okay, and that's question mark.
Question mark, yeah.
So I'll just write, question mark, question mark over the arch, and then I'll go down.
Down from the fountain?
Mm-hmm.
Down from,
down, go,
body.
I go back from the fountain to the,
to the room where they're working.
Yeah, the corpse room.
And go down?
And go down.
That brings you to the room that's overrun with weeds. As you walk down, you see, your feet climb up the steps, and you see, yeah, that's O. Rats scurry away from you into the walls.
Yeah, it was O.
All right. I climb back up and write O on the floor next to the stairway leading down.
All right.
And I'm heading up.
Up brings you to... the room with the curtains.
Okay. Which was
C.
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 All right, and I walk back down C on the up.
Okay.
All right.
C.
I'll tell you this, Chris. It helps if you can draw in like six dimensions.
I cannot.
Oh, well.
And Did you find the cafeteria in any of those rooms?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
It's a terrible museum. You can't even find a gift shop.
Yeah.
If we get real desperate, I know where there's some rats, and I point to the down stairwell.
Ooh. Delicious rats.
So how long? You guys just going to work all day?
Yeah, well, I mean, what else are you going to... Up with C. There's really nothing else to do. And down. Unless you guys want to try to go to check out the water one and figure out that one.
You know, I have an idea for the water one. What if we throw something in the water and get this fish thing to go after it, and once we can see it, just fill it with holes. Then we can explore the fountain as much as we want. Figure out a way to drain it, maybe.
I mean, if you two can do, I'm making some progress here. I feel pretty content and safe.
Okay.
For the most part.
Remind me. I look around. What are all the?
So you're in B.
We're in question mark.
You're in right. Question
North
mark.
North is W. South is E. East is N. West is fountain. Up is C. And down is O.
Okay. This has to be B. Because if this was S, unless there are other letters,
yeah.
Shit, there might be other letters.
Yep. What were the extra letters? C and an N.
Yeah, we got C and N.
An F?
That's where it's...
And the first one was F. And it was also not a part of
the... No, the first one was T. T was...
Oh, yeah. What was that? Why was I saying F?
What is E?
F? You have not found an F.
E is right. Up question mark.
So if you guys want to work, try to work on the...
Oh,
well,
and the left. Because
Chiney says she has a hypothesis of how to figure out the water one.
Yeah.
I'm making some headway.
We could also check what's up and down from E. We might find the B there.
We did.
We did. Yeah. Down is question mark, and up was.
I've got north is question mark.
Down was also question mark.
Was it? Down is question mark.
Up was cold. Was it? Up was
That's the end room. That's, I point east it was from.
To what?
The cold room.
From where you are?
From where I am.
Yeah, that's east.
Okay. So that.
Yeah, when we went up from E was the cold, and then down
which
was
letter
the.
Is cold.
N.
N. And then down was the water room.
So, yeah. Wait, south and up are N?
No, south is...
From where you are?
No, E. W?
South from E is T.
T.
Oh, okay. I see.
So here's the thing.
Up was N, and down was W?
No, N was... down was water. It's question mark. We don't know.
It
was
got it.
No, I think I might have been right, because if you think about it logically, if we're assuming that this puzzle thing is true, which is a big assumption, I know, we went from E. The only we have two rooms from E that we don't know, correct?
Yes, up and north and down.
North and down. Okay,
but no, they're both the same room, right? They're both question mark.
No,
they're different questions.
They're different question marks.
What's the up question mark?
North question mark is the room we're in now is the corpse room.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Down question mark was the fountain.
We know everyone from...
Why don't you put two question marks?
Because I was calling down fountain.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's true. We could always try... So, because B and S are the only ones we don't know.
Right.
So if...
This has to be B.
Okay.
Because none of these rooms are T.
Yeah.
And we can't go from...
All right.
S to T, then we can't complete bestow.
I'm okay with trying, so let's go E and then down to S.
Okay.
Which would be the water.
So we start here, we go south.
Yeah.
Alright, so you're heading south to E.
Yeah, I make a B.
B for now.
Yeah.
Go down
to S for now.
Alright, so we're in the fountain room again. So, okay. Now we got
to find... Alright, so you went from B to E, then down to the fountain. Okay.
Which we're saying is X. So, okay, now we have to find T.
Alright, so we're in fountain now, which we're calling S. perhaps. So here's where we are now. The way we came was, we came.
You went down from E.
So up from here is E.
Yeah, I write that on the floor.
And down from here, we don't know.
And I know going.
Yes.
Which way from?
This is the fountain. We have actually from the west should be to the west should be T.
Okay.
All right. So you head west. You get to T.
Oh, it's T. Oh, wow. Okay. So it's T. So now we O.
O is the rat room.
Is to the east of E.
No, we're in T right now. We're in T.
So T from T down is W. Down is W. Not down. South is W.
Okay.
What else we got? T north is E. What else? T there's T. T and
okay, so let's check out
the north is
okay.
The north is the fountain room. It looks like
okay.
Wait, but, why did I just say it was E a second ago?
No, we're on T. So don't go what, north.
No, the fountain. You just came from the fountain room.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just S was what we're saying is the fountain room.
Right.
So we're in T. So
we're looking for O.
East from, you're in T. East brings you back to the fountain room.
Yeah.
No, east what? Does. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes, I see. That's the fountain, which we're calling S. Right?
Yep.
Yes. So we know it's not south. We know it's not east. We still have west, up, down, and north.
And here.
Yeah. All right. Let's try down.
Okay.
Down?
Mm-hmm. Down.
Down from T brings you to the curtain room.
Okay.
Just C.
So we go back up.
Okay.
We'll go west.
West brings you back to N, the cold room.
Nope, go back.
All right, so up should be O, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yep, up brings you to O.
Okay, we're in O.
All right.
All right, so
W.
O, we've got an E to the west.
What was the W room like? Was the stat? Was the families?
The statue.
A statue.
Oh, if we go up, is the question mark the corpse room?
No, up from O should be E.
No.
No what?
Up from O is the corpse room.
That's right. I'm sorry. Okay. You're right. You're right. I was thinking of the wrong room.
And left is E.
It happens.
And.
What was
here's it? O. If we go down from O, it should bring us to T.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. We need W right now. We're in O.
Yeah.
All right, so we got one more room to go.
So it's either north, south, or
wait, because it's before we actually go to this. We don't know what's, you know, we have to prepare for anything, right?
Yeah.
And it was a giant statue there of some dude, some scary man.
Who whispered something to you.
Alright, so.
Yeah.
So, what's.
Something about a fiddler. No, a pipe. A flute player? I don't know. Didn't sound good.
So, in each room, we had. So, if we started with the dead body, and what was an E? Was our family pictures?
E was, yeah.
Alright, then we went to S, which was
the fountain.
World. T, which was just the regular
kind of. That was just the first gallery. Was, yeah.
Yeah.
And over here, so. Which. There's just the rat. Oh,
is the. Oh, is the rat.
So now, alright. I'm trying to think of maybe if. Like, the stuff in it was also. Had something to do, but. Just to prepare for in case we go to W and then something. Fucked up happens. Like, yeah. You know, every room.
Okay, we'll just be ready for anything because. All right.
Zero.
So yeah, let's go one by one.
So where are you going first?
So what do we know from O?
O is rats.
West is E, down is T, and up is the corpse room, question mark. I think that we made that one B.
Yeah. All right, so we have north, east, and south. All right, so we'll go south.
All right.
South brings you back to end of the cold room.
Okay, I'll go back north.
North brings you to the fountain room.
The fountain room?
Which was
S.
Yeah.
Wait a second. No.
Well, that would be...
If I go south from O...
You go to N.
I go to N, and then I go north?
From O?
From O. No, from... sorry. Yeah, I'm...
Yeah, you skipped over O.
Yeah.
Going back into O, I think. You inferred that we went back to O and then went north.
And then went north, yeah.
And Ryan was saying he went from N.
Are you going north from N?
Yeah.
That's O.
You went south from O to N.
So that brings you back to O.
That brings you back to O.
And then from there, north is S.
Yes.
So then we want to go back south. The only one left is east, and that's hopefully W.
It is.
Okay.
So we found our way to W.
Now what?
Is there a door or something?
It's like four doors. Stairs up and down. One of you, you can all make, what is it, intelligence times five tests.
Oh boy.
Okay.
It's not my best.
54 out of 75.
I just made it, 50 out of 50.
You two realize, I mean, nothing seems to have happened, but then you realize you made a bunch of detours along the way. Maybe you should start again.
Okay.
Okay.
And just, yeah. No, okay.
Yeah, because we
fucked up.
Okay.
We explored too much. All right.
So we're in W.
Mm-hmm. So like a time thing now, too.
So.
Well, no, it's, you
have to go to certain rooms in a certain order.
Yeah, you have to do them in order.
Okay.
And you were going all over the place. Alright,
so let's,
alright.
So we know the path now.
I got it. We're in W.
We have to go back to the,
well, let's just, if I do this backwards, we can figure out where to go once we get from B to.
Yeah.
So we're in W, and mm-hmm. we want to go to O, so that's gonna be to the west.
Okay.
So this is going to be... I'm sorry, this was W. And we go west.
Are you walking this path now?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Yeah,
I can just write it down first if you guys want.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Do we know where W... Can we get back to B from W?
Maybe we just go retrace our steps now. Make sure you put your letters on there.
So yeah, we can. It's south.
Okay, so let's go south instead of walking backwards through the whole thing.
All right, yeah, but let me figure out which way we're going to go. So west was W, then B-E-S-T, so B-O, and then a direction. What am I spelling? B-E-S-T-O-W. So next is T, then S... Then E, then B. So to get from O to T, we want to go down. And then from T, we want to get to S. Where's my T? That is to the west.
Nope.
It's not?
S is east from T.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. E, and then we're in S, and we want to get to E, which is up.
I should stop helping you.
And then we're in E.
I'm going to get out a notebook and start doing this myself.
And we want to go to B, and that's north.
Okay.
So then we would go north, up, east, down, west.
So we've got...
So you walk from W back to B.
Right.
Okay. So where are you going from... So where are you going from B?
From B, we would be going... I'm going to double check here before we go. B, we want to go...
pal. Oh, we gotta. Ooh, we gotta swap everything.
Yeah.
So, south, down, west, up, east.
From B, where does that get us?
So from B, we go south.
And you're in E.
To E. And then we should go, I believe, down.
Okay, that takes you to S.
S, yeah. Okay, then from S, I'm going to check first. I think we're going west. Let me find S. No. From S... Get to T?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we go west. That's all correct.
Right. Going west brings you to T.
Okay. Then we're in T. I think we want to go up. T is... Yep. Up. Should get us to O.
Up brings you to O.
And then W. We're in O. We should be going east. Yep. That'll bring us to E. All oh, right. No, no. Wait. I'm sorry. We want to go to W.
Yeah.
Yeah, east. Yes.
Yep. You had east, and that brings you to W. So as you walk in, at first nothing happens again, and then the statue in the center rotates. It just starts sort of rumbling on its plinth, and it spins and it faces the west wall, and there is a door. In the corner, like in the video you saw earlier.
Oh, boy.
All right. I pull out my gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beretta. You guys ready for this?
Yeah, let's get this over with.
All right. And I shoulder my way through the door.
Okay. You push, it looks like a plain wooden door. It's unlocked. You turn the handle and push your way in.
Congratulations, you passed the final temptation of the Brood Witch.
You walk into a broad room. The ceiling is about 12 feet high. There are ornate marble columns holding it up. Lots of silk draperies over the place. You can see on the far side there is an older man sitting behind a desk. You recognize him as Mr. Co-Exeter. He seems to be leaning over his desk writing something, and he looks up as you enter. Up to the sides are two balconies, and you can hear screams and crashes from below. You smell smoke.
Oh, boy.
And he looks up at you. Well, hello.
Hi.
What the fuck is this?
This is my office.
And who are you?
I am Reginald Co-Exeter. I assume you were in my gallery.
We're looking for a friend of ours. Watson. Have you seen him?
Oh, yes.
Care to elaborate?
He's over there. He jerks his head, makes sand checks.
Oh boy. I'm gonna go crazy. Oh no, I passed.
Did I? No. God damn it, 58 out of 57.
Alright, one for you, Chris.
And that's my breaking point.
I'm two away from it.
Ryan and Meyer, ooh, you each lose three.
Okay.
You look over, and in the corner of the room, you didn't see it. It was kind of like next to you when you entered, and there are columns and draperies blocking it. You see the man that you were looking for, Watson, impaled on a spike. He's naked. It seems to have gone in his bottom and come out his mouth.
Oh, God.
And he's just kind of suspended on it. Very dead.
All right, I'm just going to start pumping bullets into Mr. Co-Exeter.
Okay. Make a fire. What, did you hit your breaking point yet, Mark?
Yes.
No, fire.
No.
Okay.
I'm four away.
Well, no. The breaking point is when you get a temporary, right?
Okay.
So. So, what would be a good temporary?
I was thinking I'd just lose it and start shooting him, but...
Strong desire to tell yourself on a spike would be a good one.
Sure. You could just start losing it. So, make a firearms check.
Okay. That's 50 out of 50.
Okay. Roll for damage. You hit him.
It's a D10. 5.
5. Okay.
You know what? I think when he starts shooting, just out of... I don't want to say habit, out of reflex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, he saw something that meant that put us in danger, so I'm all...
Well, you saw the body.
Well, I saw that, but... Yeah. I mean, not necessarily the guy behind the desk's fault, but clearly Juanita thinks so, so I'm joining him.
Okay. Well, Juanita got a surprise off.
Okay.
Because he was not expecting it, so now we're going to combat.
Okay.
So what's everyone's dex?
3,000.
Score 13.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Minus 8.
Where is that?
The dex score.
Oh, 11.
11, alright. So he's first. I'm gonna go Fire, Chris, and Ryan. Okay, so he, you shoot him, and then he drops under his desk. It's got a solid front.
Mm-hmm.
So he drops under his desk for cover, and you can't see him anymore. Mike.
I like to. Let's. We literally just walked in. I want to get the lay of the land. I want to just look around the office. And
okay. So you just take your turn looking around.
Getting the bearings and seeing.
So the door's still open behind you.
Uh-huh.
And you could see the statue in the room behind you. The in front of you is. Across maybe like 30 feet is his desk.
Mm-hmm.
To either side, to your right, behind semi-translucent silk draperies,
yeah.
You see a large bed.
Okay.
To your left,
yeah.
Is the impaled Agent Watson.
Okay.
If you go further along the walls, there's two balconies to,
yeah,
either side, so there's like an arch, and you can see the balcony with stone... railings around it, carved into it. And behind the desk,
yeah,
you see more columns with silk, and it looks like there's bookcases back there.
Oh.
You can't really make out what's in any of the books, but that's what you see.
Okay.
So, Chris.
I'm going to try and kind of come around the side of the desk. Landing.
Okay. Are you trying to do it sneakily, or are you just moving over?
I'm just... Well, if there are, like, pillars for me to walk behind, I'll do that. I'm not trying to sneak, but I'm not trying to walk through the open room.
Well, I mean... So you're like, going along the wall, essentially.
I'm trying to get the... Yeah. No, I'm just running. I'm just running. Forget about it. I'm just,
okay,
as fast as I can flagging him.
Okay. Are you going to try to shoot him, or are you just getting in position?
Can I get in position and shoot him?
You can make an athletics check,
okay,
to see if you can.
25 out of 50.
Okay. Yeah, you get around and you see him under his desk, so you can shoot.
78 out of 70.
You miss.
All right.
And Ryan.
Chris went around the desk one way, I'm going around the other way.
All right, make an athletics check.
Not bad. But I don't make it. 59 out of 30.
All right, so it takes you your turn to,
yeah,
get around. You're addled,
mm-hmm,
and it takes you... You're not moving as fast as you could.
Fuck yes, I am.
All right, he's up. He sees you coming around, Chris,
uh-huh,
and he points at you and says something.
Uh-oh.
Make a will check. I'm sorry, pal.
That's not
what does a distinguishing feature do for me?
Nothing. Those are just...
I'm stoic.
Those are like story.
18 out of 70.
No. Not times 5.
18 out of 14.
Okay. make a sand check as well.
40 out of 58.
All right, you lose two.
56, that's my breaking point.
You hit your breaking point.
Yeah, at it.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, not good, but that's it makes sense because you are suddenly overcome with the inexplicable and overwhelming desire to shoot Juanita.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Meyer, you're up.
I don't know this.
No? Juanita doesn't know it either.
Mm-hmm. She's going to find out soon.
I'm sure she is.
Well, maybe. I suppose there's probably a roll I can make before I have to shoot it.
I will...
No, that was the roll you had to make before you shoot anyone.
Next time it's shooting at Ryan?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to die.
Good thing I put those 50 extra points into firearms, wouldn't you say, Ryan?
Yeah, this is going to go real well.
I'm going to throw my tire iron at... The guy.
You can't see it. He's cowering under.
I thought he stood up and pointed at him.
No, so the desk is like one of those desks at the front.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chris and Ryan went around.
Yeah, he's cowering under the desk still. He's just also pointing.
Yeah. Chris and Ryan can see him, you can't. So he can see them.
Then I'm gonna go my left. Left to the body and maybe like, I don't know, I'm gonna loot the body and see if
he's naked.
Oh my god. Alright, then I won't do that.
You can get an extra dick.
I mean,
so then I wouldn't do that.
Unless it was one of those characters that's impaled on the spike.
I
got nothing.
His stuff, or it looks like there's a pile of stuff on the floor next to the body.
Alright, I'm gonna loot that stuff, because otherwise I got nothing.
So you dig through his stuff, you find a handgun, you find his wallet, and you find his cell phone.
Oh shit, I should've used the Sidewinder missile.
Yeah.
Next time.
But how would you guide it through the, the multi-room maze that we just...
Just the thing. I don't need to. It locks on. I paint the target with my laser pointer, and it knows by satellite triangulation where to go. It knows where to explode.
That would work better if you were on Earth.
It's a rocket.
No, it's a missile.
These are continental ballistic missiles.
Sidewinders are not ICBMs.
This one is.
So that's what you find.
All right.
This is a wide sinder.
I'll take it all.
Okay. Chris, you're up.
I'm gonna shoot Juanita. Yeah.
No.
Oh,
you're
sorry.
Last.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm gonna shoot Juanita.
Okay. Make a firearms check.
No, I missed. 92.
All right. Juanita, the pillar next to you just explodes. Pieces of marble hitting you in the face. Make a sand check as you look over and you see your partner pointing her gun at you.
While I'm doing this, I want to shoot him, but do I know that it's weird that I want to shoot her?
Nope.
I just failed that.
Okay. Take one.
Okay.
Your friend, or supposed to be friend and partner, is now trying to kill you.
All right.
Now it's your turn.
I'm still more freaked out by him, so
I'm
going to
yell, "You bitch," when I shoot at you then.
He's responsible for this somehow.
Sure.
9 out of
50.
You probably did see him point at me and chant a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. You beat his two that he got to dodge.
I mean,
roll for damage.
He is under a desk.
Well, he had a significant penalty, but he rolled a two.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's a four.
That's a four. Okay. You hit him again. He's bleeding from two chests. So he was wearing robes and sashes like you were in those paintings.
Mm.
And blood is staining them crimson now. We're back up to him. He is pointing at you now, Ryan.
Okay.
Make a con times two check.
Okay.
Mine was power.
It's a different thing.
Okay. But I'm stoic. 58
out of 34.
58 out of 34. Okay. You take 6 damage.
Oh.
As the air in front of you curls and heats and your flesh on your chest begins to boil twist, and you just feel yourself burning and being incinerated partially from the inside.
Honey, the titties are boiling.
You're up, Meyer.
I'm going.
Why need to start screaming?
I'll make a sand check.
Yeah. That I make.
That you make. Take two. You're being boiled alive from the inside.
I want to make a sand check because I see.
Yeah, that's
magic. Someone getting. I failed that.
You failed. I just take one.
Okay.
It's not happening to you.
No, but it's still unsettling.
You're very much so.
I'm gonna shoot I'm gonna shoot through the desk at the guy.
Okay. It's gonna be a -20 penalty.
Well, that's at zero, so I can't shoot at all.
You can get close.
-20. So I know he's under the desk. I'm just shooting where the desk
okay.
is.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. You can just shoot.
Okay. Crit fail.
Ah.
44.
Do you want to hit one of them, or do you want the gun to misfire on you?
Just misfire.
Shoot the gun out of my hand.
Alright. So, you're not experienced with firearms.
No.
You don't really know what you're doing. You just kind of know what you see in the movies.
Yeah.
It misfires and jams back. You take... No, one damage.
Oh, okay.
If you want to make it even funnier, instead you should get the shot off perfectly. He doesn't hit anything, but the gun just, he's not holding onto it tight enough, and it just slips out of his hand. It
breaks my nose.
Sure, yeah, you hit yourself in the head.
Oh, Jesus.
Chris, you can make a will times two check.
Okay.
I have not succeeded at many rolls this game.
You mean a pow check?
Yes, I keep saying well, pow.
34, and I'm out of 14 out of the score.
Yeah, well, out of times two.
So, oh, you didn't say that last time.
Because it's different this time.
Okay, 28. So still, I'm over it.
All right, shooting Juanita.
Can I dodge?
You can dodge now. Yes.
Okay.
84. Still a miss.
I got a 3 out of 30.
Yeah, the pillar explodes next to your head again.
All right.
You're up.
The only one way to end this.
Bitch! You goddamn bitch!
And I'm shooting Reginald.
Yep.
Die, motherfucker! Die! No, 86.
Alright.
Out of 50.
You'd think he'd be an easy target under his desk like that. but he scooches out of the way. Now it's his turn. He jumps up. And he's running right at you, Ryan, and he is trying to grab you and start choking you now.
Okay.
You can just see this deranged anger in his eyes. So that's going to be an opposed unarmed check.
Okay. Nope, that's a 67 out of 50.
Yeah.
Scotty's as a competent of a investigator as any of my shitty Call of Cthulhu people.
Yeah. he got a 4, so he gets you.
Okay.
So you take 2 points of damage.
Okay.
As he's just choking you and just trying to squeeze the life out of you. You're up, Meyer.
Yeah, I'm not going to shoot because I'm not good of a shot. I'm going to get my tire iron and hit him over the head.
All right, that's a melee. He's not dodging. He doesn't really know you're coming.
Shit, 67 out of 30.
All right, you just missed. You don't hit Ryan.
I'm in the way, though, so if I would also I'd try to get between Shantae and
if you could try to hit the gun out of Shanae's hand.
No. Like, when I'm going to hit...
Yeah, you're stepping away.
I'm stepping...
Yeah, okay. So Shanae has to...
Juanita and Shanae.
Has to hit you.
She has to shoot me if she wants to get Juanita.
I appreciate that.
That's a thing.
Probably not a great decision, but I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Now watch Chris roll a crit.
Listen, it's... I'm just... That's what he's doing.
Yeah, that's fine.
He was either that, or I was going to either try to, it's seconds I think, and I was like, I'm going to try to take out Juanita, like maybe like tackle her or something,
Bora, but I was like, maybe if we take out this guy right away, then they'll also dispel it. So that's why I went for the tire iron.
No, that's good. You may have been able to kill him.
Yeah, but yeah, like I may have if I could roll.
He's choking. Yeah. He's choking me. I have a gun. Yeah. So
if I had I rolled a success, which you know has been very few in this game.
All right, I'm gonna pause. All right, Chris, you're up.
Am I rolling Will to see if I'm shooting Juanita?
Yes.
Not Will. Pow times.
Pow times three now.
I'm in the waves.
31. I'm pretty sure I made it. Yeah, definitely made it.
Okay. You shake it off. You no longer feel compelled to shoot Juanita.
Oh. All right. That's good.
Do I realize what I was doing?
You know exactly what you were doing.
Okay.
You got to shoot Juanita. Make sand check.
32. That's good.
Okay. Yeah, you're fine now.
All right, well, I'll go back to shooting the guy then.
All right, it's a minus 20 penalty because he is engaged in melee combat with both Juanita and Scotty.
Is he close enough to be melee with me, too, if I wanted?
You could run up and try to punch him.
He's on the side of the desk. Yeah, you just run up.
Yeah, can I run up behind him and pistol whip him?
Sure, that'll be melee weapons.
Okay, that's still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
29 out of 50.
Okay. I'm going to say that's like a club, so roll 1d6 for damage.
1d6 plus 800?
No.
804.
So what was it?
4.
4. Okay. Yeah, you run up and whack him in the back of the head, and he just crumbles.
Son of a bitch. Are you okay, Juanita? Did I hit you?
No,
I don't know.
I checked my chest. My clothes okay?
Yeah, clothes are fine.
All right, I like undo the buttons on my blouse and
make a sand check.
No.
We're getting to the end. Take 3. Looks like someone splashed boiling water on you. Your flesh, where you felt the pain, is all twisted and burned. It looks like a healed over burn scar. It's kind of got that shininess to it. And there's just like a big chunk from your chest down the side of your stomach. And you feel at your back too.
What the fuck? What the fuck did you do to me? And I kick him.
It doesn't respond. Looks all right. Kind of dead. He's bleeding.
Why don't we make sure?
Yeah, help me. And I pick him up. There's a balcony, you said?
There's two.
Alright.
I was just gonna shoot him on the ground.
I was gonna throw him over the balcony.
Yeah, but then he might not be dead. And then
why not both?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Let's do both.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, fine. So, yeah. You shoot him in the head and then pick up his body. As you walk to the balcony to throw him over, you see that you're at the near the top of this tower that seems to be overlooking the entire city. The screams are like a rumble in the distance, but the flames are just everywhere. And you just throw him off, and you watch as his body falls and like slaps against the side of the stone on its way down.
Oh. Let's get out of here.
So I went look at the phone. What was there on the guy?
There is one outgoing text message.
Yeah.
To a number you don't recognize. It says Bestow. BESTOW.
It's also on his phone.
So we know. Well, no, it was from him, right? So in other words, he's the one who texted me.
Guess so. Yeah.
Do we have any idea how to get out of here now?
So wait, is Dead by his phone? The guy who you were looking for sent
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I have his wallet. He had a gun.
Yeah, you've got his gun, his wallet. And you have his clothes if you want.
Yeah.
And his phone. You could take his body if you want to lift it off the spike.
I take a picture of his body.
Sure, yeah. Camera's still. Actually, no, your phones are dead. It's been like...
Oh.
It's been
like 2 days almost.
Well, this guy's phone's still on.
Yeah. Actually, no, your phones are still working.
All right, we'll take a picture.
Yeah. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
All right.
The Tesla coils have been charging them.
Let's look at. Can I look at his desk and stuff?
Sure. You go through his desk. You find it's a strange mix. So you find some.
I read whatever books we find.
There's a bookshelf right there.
There's a whole bookshelf.
No, I'm not going to either.
So there's a strange mix. There's some like accounting papers for the museum.
Yeah.
So you see forms for like how much they pay to have certain exhibits, you know, brought there, and you know the agreements to have things displayed. There's a long journal, like a journal that you open up and see is just filled with like psycho killer scribble, like each page perfectly filled with neat scripts that you could take the time to read. There's like strange symbols drawn into it in places. So it's a weird mix of like perfectly mundane paperwork that you would expect in like a museum curator's desk and weird esoteric occult things.
All right. Well, I'll take it all.
Yeah. You find a little bag too, so you just stuff them all in there.
Gracie.
Don't eat dice, Gracie.
I don't even think she was trying to eat it. She was just moving her head and happened to be pushing it along as well.
So we're going to go. Can we close the door and then open it?
Well, the door behind you is still open. Well, the door behind you led to back to the museum.
Yeah, but there's no, like, wait. There's only a bed and a bookshelf or balcony.
I think we gotta go back.
Let's first close this door. No. Maybe.
I don't think so. I think that's the only door. We probably shouldn't close it. Right? There's only one door?
But if we go through it, it's just going to go back to where we were.
Okay, but there's no other choice.
I like, look out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Is this any earthly city that I recognize?
No.
This would be the terrible
Make another sand check.
So what do you want to do? Just go back in the room and see what happens?
That I make.
Lose one.
Okay.
So you go to the balcony and you look around for like the first time. Like you really take it in. The buildings are all strange design that you can't recognize. Like they almost look like normal buildings, but then you look and just the architecture seems weird and a design that you've never seen before. You look up, there's two moons in the sky. The stars are just wrong. Like there's no constellations you can make out at all.
Is there a helicopter?
No. It's like a medieval city.
All right. I walk back into the room.
No balloon?
No.
And I say to them, this is that we're not on Earth.
Oh. Okay.
If you want, you could make, what's your search?
20. Not good at all.
How about, do you have any occults?
I have a cult.
10.
That's base.
Same here.
Well, if anyone wants, you can go through some of his papers somewhere.
All right, I'll read.
Well, I've got bureaucracy at 50. Would that help me go through his papers?
Not really.
I know, it's 30 as well.
It would be like a search.
My bureaucracy is 50.
I can do search.
Yeah, you don't have to roll. Okay, you've got a few minutes to like sit down and look.
I have a 40.
So there are some notes he has about the maze you just came through.
Mm-hmm.
It's a he writes that it's a complicated gate spell that he designed. He built it into the building. You have to walk through in the correct order, which you figured out. And closing the door here would shut the portal. And then you would be here.
Oh, okay. Don't close the door.
Yeah. That's what I said. Don't do that.
And it says that you have to retrace your steps to leave.
Okay.
So we have to spell distill backwards, or we have to go through all the twists and turns that we did figuring it out?
All it says is you have to retrace your steps.
All right. Well, I don't remember all of the other turns we did. So to go backwards, W, we start at W, we go west.
All right. So you go to W, you go west then to O.
Then we go down to T.
Down to T.
Then we go east to S.
east. Yep.
Then we go up to E.
Up to E.
And north to B.
Yep, and north to B.
What was B again?
Oh, the corpse room. So you come to B, and again, for a second, nothing happens, and then the skeleton lifts its arm and points at one of the doors.
Oh. See, I told you. I said it, right? I said...
Yeah, you did.
I said, Larry...
Do you walk through the room the skeleton points in?
Yeah, of course
I do.
Yeah, we do.
You're back in the lobby.
We're buddies, that's me and skeleton. Me and
all right.
I called him Larry. We spent so much time in the room.
I said we get the fuck out of here.
First of all, what time is it?
What day is it?
We've been here for days.
We've been here for 20 minutes. We've been here for 340 years.
Yeah. You walk out. It still seems to be nighttime. So
I checked my phone.
Your phone says that like 2 days have passed. But then it says it gets signal back and it says updating, and the clock resets to about a half hour from when you entered the building.
Oh.
So make sand checks.
57. Yeah, ooh, no. No, 57 and 56.
Oh.
I think I crit succeeded.
I got a 40.
Yeah,
46.
44 or 47. I crit
succeeded. All right. Scotty, you're fine. Just you two take one.
Okay. So I go over to the hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
To the security setup, rather.
Yep.
And I just... I just kick it.
Like, okay.
To pieces.
Yeah, fine. Kick the shit out of it.
I have an idea.
I go to the gas can, I guess, that I keep in my trunk.
Oh, okay.
That was my idea.
Yeah. I go get that.
Okay.
And... God. Are there exterior windows?
No.
No.
Well, in the lobby there are.
In the lobby.
Yeah. The front doors are big glass doors.
And it's all marble, you said.
Yeah, brick. It's made to look very fancy and like neoclassical.
So if I can't just start a fire. Fuck.
You certainly can. There's a lot of paintings around.
Destroy art.
Yeah, but if I walk back into there...
You'll have to walk, yeah.
We call the guy...
Oh, wait, can't we just call him and tell him to come send people here to burn this building off the face of the earth? Oh, wait, I'll use my Sidewinder missile.
It's gone.
What?
Someone took it.
We do have the nose.
Oh, man, I gotta report this missing, guys.
This
is gonna take the rest of the night.
Let's call the person.
Agent Dodd?
Yeah. Alright. Yeah, we'll call him.
Alright, who's calling?
Put him on speaker. We'll all call.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll call while you're getting the gas can, so when you come back.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the line.
Yeah.
Alright, so he picks up. What did you find?
He's dead.
Damn, I figured as much, but I was afraid of that.
Wow.
Did you find Co-Exeter?
He's dead, too.
We killed him.
Alright. Do we need to send a cleanup crew?
Yeah. Juanita was getting ready to burn the building down, and honestly, if I could find a way to light some of this marble on fire, I'd be on her side.
Made some type of a gate spell.
It leads somewhere else.
Alright. Don't light a fire. That's going to draw attention. Stay there. I'm sending some more agents over to secure the scene until we can come up with a more permanent solution.
Okay.
So he hangs up. About 2 hours later, a van pulls up. It has says Con Edison on the side. Three...
Damn, the electric company, now we're going to have to send them away.
Three guys get out. Are you the program people?
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
We're taking over from here. We got a report of a gas leak inside.
Okay. Well, this is all the notes we got.
Yeah, I'll hand them the map that I drew.
Don't go in there. It's real bad.
Oh, we're not.
If you do, you have to spell the stove backwards to get out.
All right.
This is all the notes we got from there. Like the books and the journals. And then this is all the paraphernalia from the missing person.
All right, so they take the agent's belongings and like put them in a Ziploc bag. And then they take the notes that you have. One of them puts on rubber like latex gloves and puts it into like another like an evidence bag and sealed double bags it and then puts it in a box in the back of the truck. And then one of them, as they're doing that, one of them walks over with a chain.
Mm-hmm.
Walks over to the front door and like puts the chain through the handles and padlocks it. And then they walk around back to the side of the building, come back a few minutes later. All right, we locked it down. This gas leak's bad. Who knows what's going to happen?
That's true.
All right, I say two of us need medical attention.
All right. Can you drive to a hospital? We can't have you going to a hospital like that.
Yeah. He's got a bite. I've got a pretty bad burn.
All right.
I'm not sure.
One of them is like, yeah.
Oh, and a broken nose.
And a broken nose.
One of them comes over. I'm EMT, and they patch you up. Good enough. You're gonna need time to heal.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a gnarly scar in your leg because they can't. We're gonna have. Yeah. So the EMT is a woman. She looks at you. Ooh, geez, that's gnarly. She like puts some salve on it to stop it getting infected and wraps it. So you got to change the bandage every few hours.
She see the other.
She goes over to Juanita. Opens your shirt. Jesus Christ! Did you get fall in a fire pit?
Yeah.
I just like stare off into the middle of distance and say no.
Okay. So she takes some ointment and like puts it on the burn. She says that there's not much I can really do for that.
Here, I got burnt. Did you fall into a fire? No.
Yeah. She gives you like the tube of ointment, whatever's left. She said, you know, keep putting this on every few hours for the next few weeks.
Right.
Keep it bad if it hurts, put some bandages on it. But there's not really anything we could do for that. You might want to see a plastic surgeon about some skin grafts.
Yeah.
Favorite grafts.
It's gonna be my my next call.
As you guys are leaving, the sun's just starting to come up. You put the Co-Exeter Museum behind you.
Hey, Juanita.
Yeah, Scotty.
Thanks for everything. You know, I mean, it wasn't for you and Shantae. I probably wouldn't have made it. Are you dead? So, thanks.
Thank you, Scott. I don't think I would have made it out of there without you guys either.
I think while you guys are having this touching moment, I'm just kind of staring off into the distance at the museum, kind of blank-faced, because I hit my breaking point. We kind of glossed over it, but I'm crazy now.
Yeah, good for you.
Only indefinite?
So I don't know.
I don't want to say claustrophobia, but like.
Well, I mean, we're not playing anymore. We could just make it that I'm weird now.
Sure, you're weird now.
So you just
off.
They're talking and they go, right, Shanae? Right, Shanae? Huh? Huh? What? What? What's going on?
So a few days later, since you're all local, we never said where this is, but it doesn't matter.
Well, Con Ed, so
somewhere around.
Yeah, also Billy Joel in the diner.
Well, Billy Joel could be played anywhere.
Yeah, but he's not.
I know.
he's in Long Island. Yeah.
So the you read in the news or hear on the news that the Co-Exeter Museum exploded. The gas leak couldn't be contained, and there was a spark inside. They didn't explode, but just went up in flames, the whole thing. Everything's destroyed.
Ah, they told us it would be too flashy if we burned it. And then they burnt it.
Well,
sons of bitches.
Yeah, it would be too flashy if you just poured gasoline in. Now there's an official, there's a paper trail.
Yeah.
There was a gas leak, they tried to fix it, they couldn't, there was an accident, the building burned down.
It's better
as opposed to arson.
It's better than firefighters just running in and getting sucked into another dimension, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, so you feel a little better about that, because it's gone. But that was a bestow. So, what do you guys think? I did not write that one. That was a puzzle scenario.
Yeah, you said it was guy named Rosh Patoon.
Yeah, Ross, it says here.
Ross Patoon.
Ross Payton. Maybe it's Payton?
Payton.
Oh, that's probably Payton.
Payton. Ross Patoon.
Yeah, but this is one of the Delta Green shotgun scenarios. I don't know if it won that year. I don't think so. It did not, but it was still good.
I have a confession to make. I have listened to this one before.
Yeah.
show them the map, because I've seen the map.
Oh, I kind of saw it over Alex's shoulder when I came back from the
map. Yeah, this is the map.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was a hypercube, so.
Yeah, we were trapped in a tesseract.
Ooh. What was the other ones, though? Why was like an end? Just dead ends?
Yeah, just placeholders to throw you off. But you were right with B. Well, yeah, you figured out B and S. Yeah. So S, B, it says it would have taken 40 hours to reconstruct the bench.
Oh, hey, I said 48.
Yeah, you were close. But you would have eventually found the B if you had done that.
Yeah.
And the S was carved in the base of the fountain. So if you had done like Chris's thing and gone back and killed the fish and just like crawled around the fountain, you would have eventually found it.
Or drained it.
Or found a way to drain it. Yeah. Mm. You could have eventually. So that was the S. But no, you guys found it. And it only took your characters like a day and a half.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
no.
And we.
Oh, you guys are fucking starving at the end.
Oh yeah.
You haven't eaten in.
I was going to say. I think this should. We this go should back end up. With us going back to the diner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, so it's like a few hours after you left. Scotty's got like a
you
5 o'clock. Like
you said, it was a half hour, right?
Well, by the time they showed up,
yeah, because then we hung out for a while. Yeah.
They debriefed us.
Yeah.
The EMT treated us, and
yeah. So it's like morning, like sun's dawn as you're leaving. Scotty's got like 2 days of beard on his face, even though he's only been gone a few hours.
I mean, it could be, you know, I don't think, I mean, this is like 2 days of beard, so.
Yeah, but that's for Meyer, not for Scotty. Scotty's got a lot of beard.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, is Scotty like Eric?
Like, imagine if Eric didn't shave for 2 days.
He's like
Eric never shaves.
Yeah, well, we can actually imagine that.
We're all like filthy, we smell.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But, yeah, so that was Bestow. Some of these shotgun scenarios are really good. Some are eh. But that's probably why they didn't win.
Yeah.
Thanks, kid.
You're putting in a couple of yours, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to submit some of mine.
So, yeah, this is definitely...
I took the first week of December off, and so they're all due by December 8th, so I'm going to work on them then.
Nice.
I haven't voted on any of the new... Oh, they got a whole bunch up for 2018, aren't
I really... Technically, this really is literally 2 days of beer, because I shaved for Thanksgiving. That's how manly I am. This manly beard. This feels like a baby's bottom.
I shaved yesterday morning. This is me now. All right. So that's it. Anyone have any last will thoughts?
No.